Welcome back to Overtime. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, along with the Freak, Freaky Joe Franklin, joined now by the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brett Bielema. And Coach, I know a disappointing loss on Saturday. It seemed like the team was right there, ready to taste victory for the first time since you've been a head coach in the SEC. But what positives were you able to take away from the game on Saturday?
Trey, I took several things. You know, the ones that jumped out, I think we continued to make progress in the style of ball we like to play. I think we play in a way that not only our opponents take notice of, but the people we're going to play. It shows up on film. So really in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. The things that I took away from a negative standpoint that we got to correct, you know, there's still just a few things in every game that rear its ugly head in the worst time. You know, we had ball security issues with two fumbles. Obviously, our lack of ability to execute in the two-minute drill offensively. I think defensively we really had two negative plays where we turned the back loose and scored a touchdown, and we didn't get everybody aligned correctly for a red zone third down play that, in my opinion, we make a stop there, we may win the game. So a lot of little things that end up being big things in the end, but something we can correct.
You were very emotional after the game, and I think you can sense the frustration in your team. I know as a media person, I can sense the frustration in talking to them. How do you keep that locker room together, though, when it's been this long since they've tasted victory in the SEC?
You know, it is frustration. I get the use of the adjective, Trey, I think, but it's beyond frustration. It's more of an undying feeling of just wanting to make it happen. And, you know, frustration, I'd see people getting angry with one another or getting frustrated with one another or, doing some things that maybe like would cause an alarm. But I don't see that. I see guys looking to themselves. You know, I take a case in point when they scored that last touchdown. Obviously, our guys weren't aligned correctly. And, one of the things I did send into the officiating crew was that I felt our guys weren't allowed ample time to substitute in that regards. And because of that, our guys didn't get lined up. And it wasn't frustration at anybody else other than there was, our guys knew what the issue was, how we need to correct it, and provide our answers in the future. So I'm not overly concerned with that, and I haven't seen any sign of it becoming an issue.
How do you prepare for a Georgia team this Saturday, not knowing if Todd Gurley's going to play or not?
Well, I think that first, Gurley's a phenomenal player. I'm not trying to minimize the effect that he has on a game, but really, the Missouri game wasn't much different in what they did offensively in particular over the course of the past year for Georgia. I mean, they did a lot of the same runs, a lot of the same formations. They're always going to have some nuances, but, no matter who's back there, Georgia's still going to try to run the football, and we've got to be able to defend it.
Do you see some areas in their defense where your offense might be able to capitalize on some of their defensive holes, if there are any?
Well, their defensive coordinator came from Florida State, who had an Alabama background, so there's a little bit of carryover from a year ago or from last week to this week. But for us defensively, when our offense goes against the defense, we do like matchup issues, but we kind of also just do what we do. There isn't a lot of variation. We're going to try to execute better than our opponent. We're going to try to do things in a way that allows you to, play consistently and get better at what we do, no matter what our opponent is and no matter what kind of scheme they're running. It's just a matter of trying to execute better than our opponent.
Last year, Coach, you got to come to Little Rock twice. This year, this is the only time the Razorbacks will play at One Memorial Stadium here in Little Rock. What are your expectations on coming to the Rock this Saturday for the Georgia game?
Well, excited for a couple reasons. Obviously, an ideal kickoff time, in the midday range that, should be able to maximize the fan experience as well as the player experience. Excited. Justin Moore is going to join me in the hog walk into the stadium, so it's going to be fun to have a familiar face with us. We're excited about just getting over there and seeing a different environment. It's a home game for us, obviously a little bit different in the fact that we traveled to Little Rock, but it's one that I know our fans are excited about, especially there. The thing that's so awesome about War Memorial is that it provides an opportunity for fans that sometimes don't normally get to Razorback Stadium, that don't travel to Fayetteville, and whether it be, new fans, old fans, fans that have been coming for a long time, it's a unique experience and one our kids truly enjoy.
You basically revamped the defensive staff over the summer, last spring, right after the season. Talk about your thoughts on how the defense has played and their progression from week one up and through this past weekend against Alabama.
couldn't be happier, Trey. I think, you know, they've done a really nice job of making it simplistic. They've done a nice job of trying to basically put, you know, the guys in positions where they can make success, you know, for a call, an alignment, an execution, the ability that they show to, you know, be able to execute the plan. It's just really fun to see our guys play with such a confidence, with such a swagger that, you know, as they progress through the season, no matter what type of offense they're playing here the last two, three games, they've really made a nice adjustment and been able to, you know, play very, very well. Obviously, we got to be able to make a W come through, but they're tackling extremely well. They're playing with great confidence, and hopefully that's only going to continue.
How has Brandon Allen taken these last couple of games, the A&M game, the Alabama game? You see him on a day-to-day basis, Coach. What's his demeanor been like?
I think, you know, first, he is, you know, a competitor first. He's a great quarterback that has a lot of desire to have success. But, you know, as he has continued to move forward, you know, there's certain things that set him back, you know, whether it be, you know, his fault or maybe execution on someone around him or a drop ball. But he remains very, very positive. I think his kids, the guys in the huddle, know that he's their quarterback. He's the guy that gives them the best chance to win. Does some really, really good things that probably never gets noticed, whether it's to be in a change of play at the line of scrimmage, you know, trying to adjust, you know, to a look that a defense gives us. I just know that he has continued to stay strong, stay positive, and, you know, hopefully going to see better days ahead for him as well.
If the scoreboard shows at the end of the game that it's in your favor on Saturday, what would winning your first SEC game as the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks mean, not only to you, but to have it happen here in Little Rock?
Well, it'd be a special part. Obviously, War Memorial has a long-standing history in the Razorbacks' past, you know, from Coach Broyles to all the teams that have played there, all the coaches that have coached there, and it might be fitting. You know, obviously, Coach Broyles, you know, was able to establish something here that hasn't been replicated since, but as we know, you know, it's all got to start somewhere. It's a building process. We're going to earn that first victory, and it's going to be very rewarding when it happens.
Those uniforms we saw on Saturday, besides the fact that that actual color was the 64 team color, I know the Cardinals a little bit different now. Might we see those uniforms in the future again?
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, those uniforms have been set aside to be auctioned off, played in one game only, and it had a lot of really good magic on Saturday, but obviously weren't able to get us through to a win. So I really like the fact that everybody kind of embraced it. I didn't see one negative comment, one negative, and that's very rare in today's world. Most of the time everybody's got an opinion about everything. So I'm really excited they went over as well as they did, and hopefully a sign of some things to come.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you here on Saturday.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it. Whoopig.